We thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done in our lives already, God. Found us. Take us out of the place we were, or to bring us into your kingdom. We were in a bad way, and you rescued us. Each and every one of us has been rescued from a life of sin. There's none of us that hasn't sinned and fallen short of your glory. But because of your grace and your wonderful mercy and the redemptive power of the cross of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, each and every one of us can say, thank you, God. Thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your majesty. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. But the Lord says, you haven't seen anything yet. But what I have for you is over and above what you could think or imagine. Yes, I have done wonders for you. Yes, I have changed your lives. But far more is coming. Let your faith arise, my children. That's what God's saying to us this morning. Let your faith arise, my children, my dear ones, my beloved. He calls you my beloved. My beloved. That's what he says about you. Let your faith arise, my beloved, because only unbelief will keep me from blessing you in this hour and in this day, for you have entered into a new season. A season where the heavens are open. A season where all those things that you asked for immediately come and manifest in your lives. Great glory is on the horizon, my children. You are going to be called partakers of the glory, carriers of the glory, bathed in the glory, immersed in the glory. Thank you, Lord. Healed in the glory. Healed in the glory. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. Healed in the glory. Let your faith arise. Because where my glory is, miracles happen. Lives change where my glory is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ubasa tata. Kubasa. Shabasa kapikiaba. Kubasa. I'm watching God do wonderful, wonderful miracles in the glory. It's amazing. It's amazing what we are seeing God do. Amazing. We went yesterday and Tuesday to Hastings Youth Academy and ministered there. The boys 13 to 18 years old that are incarcerated, they need a touch from God like no one else. Far more than you could think or imagine, they need a touch from God. And you know what? Scripture says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And he is supplying that need for those boys. He's coming and he is touching those boys. He is changing those boys' lives by a touch, by a smile, by a hug, by a word. The word of God went forth. Tuesday night, the boys all came in. We had about 15 boys, which is great for a Tuesday night. The staff brought that many. And the boys, so hungry for God, just so hungry for God. The right atmosphere, the Holy Spirit began to baptize those boys in the Holy Spirit. And those boys sat there worshiping God, arms in the air, worshiping God, worshiping God. And they began to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues. One of the boys said, oh, I'm not doing this. This is witchcraft. Far more than you could think or imagine, they need a touch from God. And you know what? Scripture says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And he is supplying that need for those boys. He's coming and he is touching those boys. He is changing those boys' lives by a touch, by a smile, by a hug, by a word. The word of God went forth. Tuesday night, the boys all came in. We had about 15 boys, which is great for a Tuesday night. The staff brought that many. And the boys, so hungry for God, just so hungry for God. The right atmosphere, the Holy Spirit began to baptize those boys in the Holy Spirit. And those boys sat there worshiping the Holy Spirit. Jesus had told them that he was going to wait there until the fire with the Holy Spirit. And they were going to be equipped with his power to wait there until the power of God came and fell upon them. And they did. They listened. They obeyed. And they stayed with God, waiting, waiting, waiting for that great gift. Stayed in his presence, worshiping. And God, faithful, always faithful to do whatever he says, shows up and baptizes every one of them. And what happens? They get flooded with the glory of God. They get flooded with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They begin praying in tongues. They begin prophesying words of knowledge, words of wisdom, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, miracles, healings. God equipped them, boom, and sent them out, boom, to change the world. And they did. We're a result of it. We are a result of those 120 in that upper room. Awesome. And God's saying, this is what I'm going to do in this hour. I am going to baptize my people with glory. Oh, I'm going to flood them to overflowing with my glory, with my power. I'm going to equip you to heal the sick. You've been waiting for God to heal you. He says, not only am I going to heal you, not only am I going to deliver you and set a fire in you, but I am going to send you to the nations, your neighbor, down the road, grocery store, like us, the youth detention facility. I'm going to send you forth in my glory, in my might, in my power, equipped to go rescue my children that are oppressed by the devil. You've been oppressed by the devil, you know how it feels. It's a horrible place to be in when you're being oppressed mentally or physically in any way by the devil. And he says, I'm going to set you free and set you on fire, and then I'm going to send you forth, and I'm going to use you to set the oppressed free. They won't come into the church, but after they encounter Jesus, they will. They will. They will. God is wonderful. God is wonderful. God is great. I'm going to read to us from Isaiah 55. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord's been talking to me about, as I told you before, our wounded hearts. That in order for us to be able to sustain what he has for us, what he wants to pour into us, what he wants to pour through us, it says in John that rivers of living water will pour forth from our bellies. And by this he meant the Holy Spirit, it says in this scripture. That rivers of living water, the presence of the Holy Spirit is just going to pour out of us. Well, God has to heal our hearts, because as quick as he pours it in, a lot of times it leaks out. Because we got so many wounds and cracks. That cistern that I saw in that vision, that's a picture of our heart. And it can have these cracks in it from people hurting us. And God pours his glory into us, and because of these cracks, it leaks out. And then we go out, and we have nothing to give because we're so dry, because it's all poured out of us. And God says, today, I'm going to heal your hearts, because I need you to be those people that can contain the glory and can bring that glory out to my children. I saw this cistern, and I saw a picture of our hearts in a vision this morning. I saw this, and I saw somebody go over to this clay container that represents our hearts and just pick it up and throw it to the ground. Some of us have had things like that where people have, we've given them our hearts. We've loved them. We've loved them. And they've taken our hearts and thrown it on the ground. And it's just broken in pieces. That's, God says, I know. I see. I understand how hurt your heart is, how wounded it is. I also saw that clay vessel that represented our heart, and somebody go over to it and spit in it like it was a spittoon. Back in the old West, they used to have those spittoons. That's what I saw. I said, somebody go spit in it. Some people have treated us like that. They just spit on us. Like Jesus hanging on the cross. They spit in his face. They spit in his face. They were spitting into that container of his heart. They took his heart. They smashed it to the ground. He was wounded for our transgressions. Our wonderful, wonderful Savior. He took all of our sufferings upon him. So we could be healed. So our souls can be healed. So those clay vessels that I saw that represent our heart, they could be mended back together. Fixed by the glory. This week when I was praying at my neighbor's, the pastor down the road's house with them, I saw that clay vessel with the crack in it. And then at the end of the night, I saw that same clay vessel, but it was lined with liquid gold, and it hardened. All liquid gold had gone into it. And no longer was there a crack there. The crack was filled with the glory, with that liquid gold. And God made it whole. That's what he's going to do to us today. Every one of us have been hurt by somebody. And the hurt that hurts the worst is when it's somebody that we love hurts us. That really, sometimes it's so difficult to get over that. Because we've really been transparent with those people. We've shared our heart with them. We've trusted them. And they've taken our heart and thrown it to the ground, stepped on it, and just treated us like we were a spittoon. Huh? You guys identifying with this? Yeah? Yeah. This is where we are. And God says, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. You're my bride. You're my precious bride. And I don't want you mistreated. I want you healed and whole. Totally whole. Isaiah 55. Thank you, God. You are so good. You are so good. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. What's he saying? He's saying, all you that are thirsty and dry, and what are we thirsty for? Love and acceptance. I don't care who we are. We all want to be loved and we all want to be accepted. Come, all you who are thirsty, thirsty for your children's love, thirsty for your spouse's love, thirsty for your neighbor's love, thirsty for the people around you's love, people you work with. All you who are thirsty, come, come. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty to be loved? Are you thirsty to be whole? He says, just come to me. You don't have to pay anything for this. It's free. I purchased it for you already, paid in full. Come and eat and drink all you want of my love, my devotion for you. Come and drink of it and let me heal your hearts. Listen to me. I'm skipping over to verse 2 and 3. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fear. What gets damaged when people hurt us? It's our soul, our emotions. We can have our bodies hurt too, but the hurt that hurts the worst is our emotions when they get hurt. Listen to me and eat what is good. Hear what I'm saying to you. Don't listen to the people around you that are criticizing you and judging you and being harsh to you and negative to you. Don't listen to those words. Listen to what I say to you. Let me change your thoughts about yourself. Some of us have listened to people tell us you're no good, you're nothing, in their way, by their subtle corrections or by their silent treatment. They're letting us know that we mean nothing to them, or we just don't measure up. We're not good enough. God says, don't listen to that. Don't listen to the voice of the enemy. Don't listen to that, because as a man thinks, so he goes. So if we're listening to that negativity, if we're listening to people criticizing us and judging us and letting it sit inside of us and focus on it, what's going to happen? We're going to believe it. We're going to believe we just don't measure up. We're not good enough. We're a big failure. We're a nobody. We're a nothing. And then what happens is a man thinks so he goes. Whatever we think we are, we become it. We become it. As a man thinks so he goes. So God's saying, today, I'm going to change the thinker. This thing, I'm going to change your brain. I'm going to change the way you think. Then you're going to be able to change the way you go. One of the boys yesterday at Hastings, new one, first time in there, and these guys were sitting to the side while all the service was going on and all this, and they're planning to start a gang, found out after, in the facility, getting a gang up and going. The blacks against the whites or whatever, a gang was getting going. Because they were thinking, this is who I am. I'm a gang leader. I'm a gang banger. This is who I am. This is what the world says I am. This is what everyone around me says I am. So this is who I am, and this is what I'm going to be. So I went over to one of them and prayed with them. God showed me who he was, who God said he was. And I began to speak that into his life, what God said about him. He looked at me and he said, you mean I have something good in me? I said, yeah, you do. You mean I could be somebody someday? I said, yes, you can. And you will. God is for you and God is with you. A load came off that kid's shoulders like you couldn't believe. The other, the one who was the ringleader, I was able to talk to him at the end, and I told him, I said, you want to start a gang, huh? He had denied it to the staff, but to me, he was honest. He said, yeah, I do, getting it going. And I told him, I said, you can't do that. You just cannot do that. That's just the enemy trying to take you out. You'll end up being here forever. They'll keep increasing your time here. You just can't do that. And I said, would you stay away from the kids that you would get in trouble with, that you would unite with and have on your gang? He said, I can't promise you that. I would be lying. I said, well, how about if you decide you're going to be a gang leader for Jesus? That I can do. That I can do. I said, all right. You be a gang leader for Jesus. You gather the boys and you pray together. You gather them and have a Bible study. The apostles were gang members. They were a gang with Jesus. You be the same. I can do that. I'm going to do that. Went over to the staff, told the staff, and the staff told him, I told the staff. The staff is going to remind him, you're a gang leader for Jesus. What? What changed? What changed? Mindset. He was seeing himself, and they were seeing themselves as gang leaders. Now God just came in with some truth. You're my buddy. You're my buddy. I see good in you. You've got a future. You've got a destiny. There's good in you. There's good in me? Yeah, there's good in you. You're a leader. I can use you to lead my people. Okay. Whole mindset change. God's going to do that with us today. Wherever you have believed negative about yourself because of what others have said or your own think tanks telling you, God's going to change that today. Just like he changed that in a 2-3 minutes yesterday with those boys. So a gang that was going, getting up and going, got demolished and rebuilt to be a gang for Jesus. Cool? Jesus is awesome. Today, I'm a failure. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's going to change. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am able. I will not be stopped. His love is in me and his love will pour freely forth from me. He will use me to change the lives of others. He will give me his words and I will speak forth his words. It won't be my words I'm speaking. It's going to be his words and there's power and might in his words. I'm going to get to know him. I'm going to spend time with him. I'm going to hear what he has to say and I'm going to declare what he says to my spouse, to my neighbors, to my friends. Build them up. See hour we're in. This is the hour we're in. Listen. Listen to me, God's saying. Listen to what I'm saying to you today. Listen to who I'm telling you you are. Listen. Listen to me. And eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the riches of fear. Give ear. Another way of saying listen. Give ear. Give me your ear. Huh? Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. Hear what I have to say. When things are going bad, when things are going rough, when someone's criticized you, when someone's giving you a tough time, get alone with Jesus. Get alone with the Holy Spirit. Sit with the Father. See what God has to say to you. Let his voice override, because doing this today, we're still going to have people that are still going to be wounding us and hurting us as we deal with humans who are full of flaws and failings. So when issues arise, when somebody's negative or critical or giving you a hard time, what are we going to do? Forgive them and get with Jesus. Let him speak to our heart. Let him heal that wound right away. We've been missing that step. The church is teaching us, which is right, that we are to forgive, just like Jesus forgave as he hung on the cross. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. As he forgave Judas. But as you read the account, you see how he suffered. Every other thing, when at the Last Supper, he's saying, but there's one among us who's going to turn his heel against me. One of you is going to betray me. So he just kept going back to that. Why? He was wounded. He was hurt. He was disappointed. One of his buddies he hung out with for 3 years was going to betray him, turn him in. He knew it. He forgave him, but he was hurt. There's those two issues we've got to deal with. Yes, forgive right away, but get with Jesus and let him heal your heart from those wounds. Sometimes we're like, all right, I forgave him, move on. I forgave him, I forgave her, move on, move on. I'm big, I'm strong, I'm a Christian, I'm following God. I forgive him. God, don't hold this sin against him. Pray for them, I forgive him. God says, that's good, but that's just the first step. You take the next step now. Come to me, let me heal those wounds. I know they took your heart and they smashed it, stepped on it. I know that. I know they spit in your heart. I know that. Let me heal your heart. Jesus had to get with the Father. After he died, after he rose, he had to get with the Father. Let the Father heal his heart. He forgave everyone, but was he hurt? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What people did to him. Got with the Father. The Father could love him, heal him, speak words of love to him, encourage him, lift him up. Then he came back and walked among us. That's what we got to do. Somebody discourages you. Somebody betrays you. We all get betrayed. Somebody's disloyal to you. Someone's gossiping about you. Somebody's misjudging you and telling people nasty things about you. What do you do? Somebody's rejecting you? Forgive them. Then get with God. Oh, God, my heart hurts so bad. God, oh, Jesus, so disappointed, so hurt. Cry in his arms. Let those emotions come out. Let him know, oh, what was Jesus doing? Oh, there's somebody amongst me that's going to betray me. One of you is going to lift your heel against me. Oh, Father, I'm hurt. My kids forgot me. I'm hurt, Father. Come, come, sit on my lap. Let me talk to you. Let me counsel you. Let me comfort you. Let me whisper secrets in your ear. Let me tell you what I say about you. Let me tell you what I say about the situation. He'll talk to you. All of a sudden, those thoughts will start coming through your mind. And God will be right there with you, strengthening you, encouraging you, comforting you, counseling you, telling you something good. And like what he did with the boys yesterday, words of knowledge, prophetic words came forth into their lives and changed the way they thought, like that. Heal their hearts. From all the years of their parents telling them you're nothing, you're a nobody, or their fathers having nothing to do with them, what does that say? That says without any words, you are a nobody. You are not worth my time to spend helping to rear you and raise you. You are nothing in my sight. That's what's been proclaimed over 99% of those boys. And so how do they act? Like they are a nobody, they are nothing, they are worthless, and that every single thing they have to get, they've got to go fight for it or steal for it because there's nobody that loves them enough to take care of them. That's what's going on. But Jesus comes in and says, I love you. I'm going to take care of you. I don't want you worrying about your future. I don't want you concerned about what people think about you or say about you. I love you. I care about you. And that's what he's going to do with us today. He's going to change our mindset about ourselves, and he's going to heal our hearts. Because we got wounds. We've been hurt. We've been betrayed. We've been disappointed by people. We might even be mad at ourselves for some wrong choices we've made. And God wants us to forgive ourselves and move on and let go of that guilt and that shame. As I'm going to skip down to verse 10 as in chapter Isaiah 55. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Because I'm going to speak my word over you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to heal your heart. And you will go forth in joy. The heavy burden, that heavy load that's been on your shoulders is going to be lifted off today, now, in this hour. I'm going to heal your heart. I'm going to heal the wounds. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. And instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. What I'm going to do in you will not be destroyed. You are going to learn a valuable lesson through this today. You are going to see how God can heal your wounded heart, that you don't even remember the wounds, some of us, that he will bring back to your remembrance some things that happened to you many, many, many years ago. He's been doing this to me all week. I have to live what I preach before I preach it. He brought me into this place, so I'm telling you, this works. He will do it. He will do it. You might remember some stuff. You might cry in his arms. You cry. It's not wrong to cry. It's not a sign of weakness. Jesus wept. We can weep. Say, oh, that hurts so bad. That hurts so bad. And let him speak to you and tell you what he says about the situation. Let him show you. He showed me how he was right there with me when I thought I was alone. When I thought there was nobody for me, how he was right there with his arm around me, encouraging me, helping me, strengthening me, making things move aside for me, getting me through it. He'll show you that. Ah, you know, sometimes we just need to know somebody understands. And that just opens up and lets us get healed. He's going to heal us. He's our healer. We're going to sing. We're going to worship now. We're going to spend a little time before the throne worshiping him, loving him. And then we're going to take communion and we're going to sit and we're going to sit in his presence and let him heal our hearts. We're going to invite his presence because it's only the glory, only his presence that's going to bring this about. We don't want to jump right into it without doing the necessary step of getting his presence into the room. You're going to leave here totally changed, inside out. Inside out. And one of the things that's going to happen during our session Thursday night, somebody there was getting a healing of a broken heart, a wounded heart, a lot of abuse they suffered, years of abuse. And at the same time, this person has something wrong with their heart. God told me, now I can heal her heart, her physical heart. So sometimes we have to go through some emotional healing. So then God can now come and do the physical healing because it gets in the way of it. Gets in the way of it. And he's going to move that out of the way so that we get that physical healing. So go with it. Go with it. If God starts showing you stuff, some hurts. Just tell him how you feel. Tell him how you feel. Sit on his lap like you would your daddy. A little child like with their daddy. That's all he wants. He says, I'll heal you. I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. And don't be ashamed to cry. We got Kleenexes someplace right here. We're going to need Kleenexes after worship. They're right here. And use them. Don't be ashamed. Cry in his arms. Let him heal you. Let him heal you. All right, let's all stand. I'm going to pray for the offering. At this part, for those of you that are new, we come forward during this next song and just take communion back to our seats so that we can take communion together. If you have an offering, you can put it in the offering basket here. I'll pray for that, but that's not necessary. But Lord Jesus, I bless the offering. I bless those who bless you, Lord God, and bless this house, Lord God, and bless this ministry, Lord, with their tithes and their offerings. I pray, Lord, you open the windows of heaven and you bless them, Lord God. Protect all of their